Up next, I hope you'll enjoy a skit by Pedro Sanchez.
Job, Rick.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on AFN, and I'm a FAN of the troops. Very happy to have Paul Reiser with us. He's going to spend another segment with us, and Paul is in town here in San Francisco doing stand-up comedy where he got his start, and he's back on stage at Cobb's Comedy Club Friday and Saturday. Before we went to the break, Paul, you mentioned Matt About You, and of course that was the big, big hit, and I think about the relationship you had with Helen Hunt on the screen, and if you don't mind me asking, what was it like off? Because I just assume you guys were great friends.
Yeah, you know, it's we were, and I think the reason that the show worked is because we got along so well. We had really very similar, almost identical tastes. You know, it used to be funny when we get a script and we would just talk, and we would both hand in our suggestions would almost always be identical, and it was one of those lucky things where when we were just writing the show, and I had no idea who I was going to, who could be playing the wife. Mm-hmm. And my wife's friend was also friends with Helen Hunt, and we got invited to a little dinner party. Mm. And I met her. This is like a couple of months before we made the show. I thought, ooh, this is exactly kind of right. I asked my wife. I said, well, what if she was playing you? She said, perfect. So there you go. So it really worked out well. And yeah, we got along terrifically. Still good friends, very close. You know, you spend a lot of years, a lot of hours when you're in a TV show. I mean, you see your cast members and crew more than you see your family. So
right.
You better get along.
Well, I think Helen and I are around the same age, and the first time I saw her was there was an ABC after school special where she played this girl who like cut herself, or there was some real she was full of rage. You know what I'm talking about?
I know. I remember there was the football, the cheerleader or something.
It was something bad.
She was like the little queen of that when in her mm-hmm. late teens. Yeah, no, I don't think I was on the Helen Hunt train at that point. You may have me beat.
Not too bad. All right, I want to also ask you, I mean, I know you've been on the Letterman show, and he just wrapped it up last week. And maybe an anecdote of a day. But I know he, you know, wasn't the most interactive guy with his guests, but anything about
on? I don't know that I had any memorable moments being on the show. I mean, the first time I got on it, you know, it was a different vibe than with Johnny Carson. Mm-hmm. Carson was a real, you got accredited, you know, when you got his approval, sort
right.
of like a very paternal thing. And Dave was the hip, cool cat, and you really want, it's a different thing. You want his approval, but it wouldn't necessarily be the same thing as that got his approval. And my recollection is always, it was always the surprising turn that was the memorable thing. If you did something off script or he made fun of you and you answered back, you know, is the ad libs were always the most fun. And just like with Carson, it was a great day if you can go home and say, okay, I really made Dave laugh today. That's a good feeling because he was so good at what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to see him off the air because we'll miss him, but he certainly, 33 years, he certainly gave it a good shot.
And another show that I love here, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I wish Larry David would do another season. How did you get involved with that?
You know, I just did one episode of that, and mm-hmm. I was like a Tuesday, and he said, can you be here tomorrow? I went, sure. It was one of those things. It was funny because it was only one episode and I think one or two scenes, and in the scene, I was having dinner with this actress playing my wife, a character mm-hmm. called my wife, but that show, everybody assumes it's so real that for years people were confused and they would see that actress and they say, oh, you're married to Paul Rush. No, no. That was sort of, and I guess a credit to, you know, people say, that's not his wife. But it was a credit to Larry. I think that show connects with people in such a real way.
So I would imagine, Paul, with all the things you've done after all these decades, you're one of those guys that people say, wait a minute, don't tell me, I know you. And then they go through the whole litany and they're like, you're the guy who.
You're the guy from the thing.
You're the guy from The Thing,
I think on my Twitter page, which I went screaming and kicking, resisting and being a Twitterer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you write your little who you are. And I think, I forget exactly what it says. I think about the guy from, you know, the guy from The Thing with The Thing. Because that's good enough. I'll take it.
Well, and then how about your latest movie, an Oscar-winning movie, Whiplash.
Yeah,
and
I
remember,
I
turned that on and I'm like, hey,
yeah,
it's Paul Reiser.
Film.
There you were.
Yeah, it was a great movie, and it was one of those where, you know, for a movie to make it, it takes so much luck and so many things have to go right. And that was a great script and a brilliant director, and I was really happy to be involved. And the fact that it found its audience was great. If anybody hasn't seen it, go check it out. It's really a two-hander between two great Miles Teller and J.K. Simmons, and I play Miles's dad. So, but it's a really intense little movie, and it's a nice reminder. You know, when you I just took my son to see The Avengers the other day, mm-hmm. and like, and there's so much production and crashing, and after about 5 minutes, I go, okay, I get it. Things explode. Okay, I get it. And you see a movie with none of that. It can be as intense, and even more so when it's just two people on screen. You don't need as much commotion and action for a film to really be gripping.
No doubt. We're speaking with Paul Reiser. A couple more minutes with Paul. He is in town here at stand-up comedy at Cobb's Friday and Saturday. And, you know, I was thinking about what, just as you were talking there, the Mad About You thing, when it was like the number one show and you and Helen are making, you know, good cash on that. And I'm thinking about Seinfeld, because he said, I saw him do stand-up here in Oakland about a month ago at the Paramount Theater. And he said, you know, you couldn't get any bigger than what I was. I wouldn't really have to be doing this. I do it just because I love it. And I guess for you, you really don't have to work, but you just, this is something that you love doing, right?
Well, Jerry sends me checks every month, so I don't have to. no, it certainly wasn't a career move, and it wasn't for money. It was simply, as I said, something I'd always wanted to do, it was where I started. So I had intended to get back, and I'm so glad I finally did. But the irony is, the minute I started doing stand-up, suddenly all these other things started coming up, and I've been working on films and doing this new movie with Will Smith called Concussion, which comes out in December, which is about the NFL concussion scandal controversy. So it's really, as you said before, it is full circle. The minute I started doing stand-up, all these other things started happening too. So it's been a fun, busy time, but I'm really looking forward. San Francisco has always been I grew up in New York, and to me, San Francisco was like New York, just a little cleaner and more polite.
a little bit smaller, yeah.
Yeah, it's always a great time. I'm looking forward, and if you're there, come on down and say hi.
All right, just one more question for you.
Yeah.
We talked about your singing, your dramatic roles.
Don't sing. I wrote songs, but people have asked me not to sing. it's been discouraged.
Songwriting, I should say. Yeah. But speaking of writing, author of more than one book. What was the genesis of your author?
I've written three books, and I've read 12. So just to give you an idea of the
Catcher
range.
In the Rye.
Yeah.
Fun.
The first book I wrote was When Mad About You was on the air. I wrote a book called Couplehood, which was really of the same kind of vibe as Mad About You. It was all stuff about being a couple. And then it sort of progressed when we had our first kid. There's plenty of funny stuff and tear your hair out stuff about having a baby. And then after a bunch of years, I wrote another called The Familyhood, which was, you know, when you have kids, there's, it was a very different point in my life. You know, now in my 50s, you have not that you necessarily know more, but you think you do. So that was really my favorite, actually, and family, the most recent, because there's a lot of stuff when you have kids and you're closer to your being 90 than you are to being 20. You suddenly have a different take on life.
I lied. I have one more question for you, and that is when you look at your whole resume, so to speak, is there one thing that's your favorite? Like maybe you say, oh man, Odd Jobs, that was my favorite.
No, but that's so funny you say that, because that was a movie that I always thought was just horrendous, and so many people I respect too will come over and go, oh man, that was my favorite movie as a kid. I'm going, you gotta be kidding me. That I did, you know what my favorite, I actually did a little movie 10 years ago with Peter Falk, that I wrote, and I wrote it for Peter Falk, and he played my father. It's called The Thing About My Folks. And that was sort of a dream come true because I adored and sort of idolized Peter Falk, and getting to work with him. And the movie was sort of autobiographical about me and my father. So that was sort of a wonderful memory. And I tell people, if they haven't seen it, go watch it and enjoy Peter's performance, the late great Peter Falk.
To me, his opus really was the In-Laws with Alan Arkin.
Oh, man.
That
one
movie.
One of the funniest movies ever.
Oh, my gosh, that movie was great.
Sure was.
Serpentine, Sal. Serpentine.
Serpentine.
Listen, we want to make sure everybody who's in town here in San Francisco or who can fly in from the American Forces Network can see Paul Reiser. He's at Cobb's Friday and Saturday night right here. Hey, Paul, great having you on the show.
Thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Yeah, hopefully down the line we'll get to catch up again.
I will look forward. All right, yeah. Man. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.